Well, as you've been hearing in the news, former Conservative Cabinet Minister James Moore is going to be the new Chancellor at UNBC. He graduated from the university in 2001. That's just 1 year after being elected to government at the age of 24. He's the first graduate of UNBC to be named Chancellor. UNBC Board of Governors Chair Ryan Matheson says that's one of the reasons the appointment is so appealing.
James Moore represents a lot of great things about what UNBC is. James being one of the most public alumni from UNBC, twice nominated as UNBC Alumni of the Year. He represents a lot about what UNBC can give, not only to Northern British Columbia, but to Canada, in regards to the way UNBC educates people. And the best part for me is that James wants to tell that story. James wants to tell the story about how he, as a student from Vancouver, went to UNBC, and he will admit that he wouldn't have been afforded the opportunities he's had in his career without the stepping stone of going through UNBC first. And that, to me, is an important message that people should know, because you know, UNBC, being a great educator of minds, is producing world-class leaders, and the North needs to be proud of that.
That is UNBC Board of Governors Chair Ryan Matheson. Former Conservative Cabinet Minister James Moore will become UNBC's sixth chancellor in May 2016. Not everyone, however, is celebrating. Robert Buddy is a professor in UNBC's English department. Here's how he reacted.
Well, it was a mixture of kind of disbelief and concern, I think. You know, part of my work is community outreach. I mean, I work a lot with arts groups. I work a lot with First Nations communities in the region. And I am fearful that an appointment like this sends a message to some of those communities that will hamper my work. Yeah. If you think about the Harper government and his involvement in the caucus, there's three main areas that concern me. First is the seemingly anti-science stance that the Conservative Party held during their period in office, where there seemed to be muzzling of scientists. And I wonder if scientists on campus feel a kind of symbolic weight there of that era of silence hanging over their work. The second area of concern is cuts to funding to the arts. As chair of the UNBC Arts Council, this concerns me in terms of how UMBC is seen as a leader in the arts. And finally, and maybe most importantly, the kind of Harper government's policy surrounding First Nations and his refusal to initiate the inquiry on missing and murdered Indigenous women. Again, the message it sends.
That is Robert Buddy, a professor at UMBC, with his thoughts on the appointment of former Conservative Cabinet Minister James Moore to the Chancellor position at the university. And stay tuned. At about 10 to 8 this morning Pacific, we will be speaking with James Moore himself.